Hello, this is Nikos Fokas from Athens, and when Rebecca asked me to participate in the Cities of Your Eyes compilation album, I thought immediately of Krasin. Krasin was one of the first Russian icebreakers. She rescued a lot of people that had abandoned old home at the unfriendly shores of the North Sea islands. The song is an allegory featuring Krasin as a divine means towards one's realization of his true spiritual self. The vessel's journey into the frozen void is somehow parallel to the refugee's desperate trip to the unknown. Europe, their destination, is way cooler and unfriendly. I feel that most countries have lost credibility in reacting logically to that. We have to deal with this on our own, and I think this album is one of the many ways to show solidarity and respect for our brothers and sisters that face this brutal war condition that made them leave their homes.
This is Anna Linardo. I participate in the music compilation In the Cities of Your Eyes with two tracks, Krasin by Nikos Fokas and Zona by Loop. This compilation is an effort to support all those people that arrive every day in our islands, exiled by war, all those people whose suffering and struggle is haunting our thought. This initiative gives the chance to all of us who can be on the front line of rescue and aid to express our solidarity practically. I wish it finds the widest response.
Are you safe? This is Gray Malkin of The Hare and the Moon. I was delighted to be asked to contribute to the Fine in the Cities of Your Eyes compilation with our track Black Shores, which we recorded with the singer Alaska. Our track was specially written with the album and the cause in mind, and I wanted the song to reflect something of the desperation and sadness of the refugee situation. The lyrics of the song describe a liminal shore, which could be a place that is both the coastline of the Greek islands as well as a place of the afterlife. For some, this is a fatal journey, and this is why I was so keen to do something and to contribute. These are people, families who just want to be secure, to escape war, brutality, and to keep their children safe. This is something surely we can all relate to, and the workers who are providing help and support to the refugees are doing an essential and hugely important job. Personally, I don't differentiate between groups of people. We're all human beings with the same right to life, security, and help. Donate to the groups helping the refugees. Please do something.
I'll always remember my first visit to one of those Greek islands. I was passing a taverna with a group of men sitting around a table outside, drinking ouzo slowly with plates of food laid out. They invited me to join them, invited me to share. My language consisted of signs and gestures, and when I offered to contribute at the end of the afternoon, they just smiled.
Not the faces, not the tears.
I love Greece. I love the people there, and I know about their hospitality and compassion. Sadly, I live in a country where compassion is viewed by many as weakness or stupidity. This ugly attitude is promoted by a government that's morally bankrupt and a media that screams out vitriol and hatred.
Stack the freezer, slam the gates, they say we're in a war. If we don't believe
that. I guess the only solution is a worldwide revolution in the wake of global economic collapse, where all indeed shall become much more equal. I think it's coming.
Yeah. to you. We just finished up our special musical feature here on the Alagos Radio with music written and performed by Greek and international artists in solidarity with the refugees coming into Greece and the people of the Greek islands who have been assisting these refugees. We heard music and sound bites from the following artists: Edward Kaspel with the song The Ministry of Disinformation, Gray Malkin and the Grayfield Recordings with the song Are You Safe, Loop and Anna Linardou with the song Zona, and Nikos Fokas starting us off with the song Kresin. This music is available on the album titled In the Cities of Your Eyes, produced by Anti-Clock Records, and we would like to thank Roberta Loftus for the music and for setting up the artist soundbites for us.